哦，谁嗨？
Oh shoot, my camera's on.
No, I couldn't see. I figured you were still getting ready, so I let the cat entertain the audience for a second.
I've been sitting here for a minute and I realized, oh
Oh.
crap, I'm not even on Zoom.
Yeah, you weren't saying anything. I couldn't see you, couldn't hear you. How am I supposed to know that you're ready to start the show? No rhyme intended, but I'm happy it happened. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Cup of Genre here on the Genreverse Podcast Network and YouTube channel. Give us a follow on your favorite podcast app if you're listening to us. If you're looking at us on YouTube, I am so sorry. But do hit that red subscribe button if you appreciate the content, regardless of the two Chud hosts. I am Kyle, Chud number one, and there is Manny, Chud number two. And we talk about whatever we want on this show, dealing with entertainment usually, but we get into some other things. But aren't all things in life from sports to politics to move? I mean, isn't it all just a form of entertainment? So I guess it fits. Give us a follow on our social media at That Kyle Malone, at Manny Gomez Media, and at The Genreverse, all on Twitter, and LRMonline.com every day for all entertainment news, needs, opinions. Check out that great website. And yeah, that's it. Housekeeping done. It's Friday, Manny. Yay. Do you actually get the weekend off, or you got to do some work this weekend?
No, I don't get the weekend off.
Oh.
No, because a lot of times I end up having to catch up with LRM stuff on over the weekend.
Oh well, yeah. I just meant from the day job, but
Oh
you
no, the
don't
day
do
job,
it.
yeah. No, the day job's been heavy this week too, so it's a lot of really in-depth stories going on, and
Yeah.
so yeah.
Yep. Crazy world out there today.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah.
Eleven votes in the House. You know, I don't want to get too political, but here's the thing. Anyone that wants power that badly usually shouldn't have it. And I'm not saying Mr. McCarthy will go mad with the power or anything like that, but it's a symptom of a major issue. The gentleman from California used the phrase he was owed this or deserved this, like it was his this time because he stepped down for Paul Ryan a while ago. That type of stuff, I don't care how I could agree, and I'm not saying I do, but I could agree with everything McCarthy stands for, and I would still not want him to be speaker right now based on recent behavior and words. So that has been entertaining.
Oh yeah, it's entertaining. It's true. There'll be a documentary soon on HBO Max on that. And yeah, it's been a while. It's embarrassing, specifically for with the fact that I think the best part about it, and this is entertainment news because it's entertaining, especially the part yesterday when one of the Republican representatives went up to the dais very late and was like, the Democrats are over there eating popcorn and drinking and having blankets, and I was like, yeah, but they're really not doing anything. Like, they're absolutely just sitting there. You guys are the ones who have to figure this out.
Yeah, the first like three. Here's the thing. Those that are saying that this is relatively healthy to see this type of debate, they're correct. The idea that people just coalesce, they go along to get along is, you know, one of the biggest issues in Washington, D.C., regardless of party. However, again, it goes back to McCarthy himself, who refuses to understand that it's not just 21 Republicans voting against him. It's actually 233 of the people's representatives, because all 212 Democrats voting against him count. Like, that's still part of the House
That
of
still counts.
Representatives. You're
Yeah.
going to be Speaker of the House, not just the GOP majority leader anymore. So it's not just 21 things, or you know, he can only lose four. So it's not just 18 PR 17 people that you're trying to convince. It is 233 of the people's representatives, you and I, Manny, and everyone else in the United States listening, or U.S. citizens listening abroad. It's our representatives voting against him. So after two or three tries, maybe even after the fourth try, and you couldn't make a deal, you couldn't do anything, it's time to move on. It's a you thing. It's a you thing. But again, it is entertainment. But we're going to get off of it. If we have anyone left.
No, yeah, but yeah, and what they don't realize is that now some of them have turned it into a show where they're voting people, yes, who aren't even a part of the House. It could affect your race next time you run, because yeah, you do seem, yeah, very incompetent. Absolutely. And it's like, this isn't the place for that.
It is, but not to this level. Yeah, not because, 11 because, rounds of voting.
Yeah.
Not at 11 rounds of voting. So, yeah, but there is a little bit of posturing going on from the Democrats, because right now in the House, it takes a simple majority for anything to move forward. So there were some Republicans that wanted to shut down the voting yesterday so they could go back to the table, and the Democrats wouldn't give them enough yays to adjourn until much, much later in the evening. So there's even some political gimmickry. And don't get me wrong, the right does it too. Both sides are just awful in D.C. But yeah. Speaking of voting, Manny, you shared a poll and some results about this poll in our Discord, which you guys can, or no, you sent it to our private Slack, I think. But you guys can check things out like this in our Discord. We do share them there as well. IGN posted a poll. It's still got a few hours left, and asked, do you think the Marvel Cinematic Universe has peaked? 76% of 75,445 votes say yes, and 23.6% say no. 76-24, sorry, I should have just rounded. Excuse me, I, as you guys can see on screen, voted yes, full disclosure. I do think, based on what we've seen, both in actual stories and quality of work, I do think it peaked there. And at the end of the Infinity Saga, Phase 3 was great. Infinity War and Endgame, great. I really enjoy Far From Home, but I know it's not everyone's cup of tea. I'm just a big Mysterio stan. Yeah, man, I think most of the people are right. I know there's a lot of excitement about the Fantastic Four and about Kang and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'm basing it on what we saw of Phase 4. This was always going to be the biggest hurdle to make us care, mm-hmm, about this next chapter as much as we had cared about what came before. And I don't.
Yeah. So here's the hot take I have. I don't even know if it's considered a hot take. Whatever. Usually you're the one. The reason why Marvel has peaked is because of the detrimental effect of streaming service. WandaVision, Loki are the exception. But it's really watered down the product.
Yeah, make something to get it on screen.
Like I said, besides those two projects, nothing has had any sort of weight as far as connecting a bigger story. So here's my problem. I was thinking about this yesterday after I saw that poll.
Yeah.
If you just watch if you watch Phase 4 and you didn't see the Comic-Con stuff where it tells you what's coming up next, you would think that Marvel's next big event is Thunderbolts.
Yeah.
That's really the only overarching theme that you've seen in a lot of these shows and movies. It's Thunderbolts. And I thought that was kind of funny to think about.
Well, like, it's a team called Thunderbolts, but it sure doesn't really
It doesn't feel like Thunderbolts either. But they've had that issue before too.
Val is an awful analog for Nick Fury. Absolutely awful. Because they haven't really used her enough for that purpose. But anyways, I digress.
If you've really seen just Phase 4, that's what you would think the next big event was. The multiverse is just kind of a background factor. Mm. It's just something that's there. Not necessarily consequential to the big product that we're going to get into, especially after what we saw in Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, because she's in it again. And really, besides being in the film, she was of no consequence to anything that was really going on.
Who was that?
What's her name?
I don't know which character.
Rambo or not Rambo.
She wasn't in
the government one. What's her name?
Oh, Val. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So in that sense, I really believe up to this point, based on the evidence we've seen, they have not put together a cohesive map to start following. Oh, this is, and we get it. You and I talked about it yesterday, where a lot of the items that maybe we've seen in Phase 4 are going to be of consequence to Kang and everything that he wants, the rings and the whatever, which would be interesting to
finally to see some connective tissue. The fact that several of the individual products were just not good in and of themselves, right, regardless of connective tissue.
Right.
So, yeah.
Shang-Chi was good. I agree. That.
I like Shang-Chi.
That's why I do think, like, yeah, compared to what they gave us for 10 years of storytelling and character reduction and weight, this doesn't compare to it at all.
Nope.
Not even close.
It sure doesn't. And it's sad, really, man. I get sad when I go, man, I don't want to watch Doc Strange 2 again. I get sad when I'm sitting there looking at my physical copy of No Way Home that has never been watched, because I know it's not going to, because one, I didn't get all weepy eyed or emotional over Toby or Andrew, so my theater experience isn't something like I'm desperately trying to hold on to. It's my Tom Holland MCU experience. Like, that's what I'm trying to hold on to. And I don't think it will hold up in the theater. It's your first time seeing him in a bit. You do get Melina back as Ock, which was good, but everything else around it is just not my cup of tea. And I haven't watched it, and that makes me upset, because I want to. I want to like these. I wanted to like Ms. Marvel. I wanted to like She-Hulk. I wanted to enjoy Eternals more. I would have liked to have enjoyed it any amount.
Yeah,
I
didn't. Yeah,
it was a chore to watch.
Yeah, some of them, all of them. Yeah, every project I want to like. That's not a lie. And then you end up like, I remember. It's funny because my biggest disappointment is actually from the first wave of MCU, was Iron Man 3. When you found out that the Mandarin is in fact not the Mandarin, my god! I remember being in theaters, and all like that is the closest I've ever gotten to walking out of the theater. I was.
But your expectations were subverted, Manny. You're supposed to love that.
Anyway, and I'm still mad about it, actually. Second thing I'm most mad about, of course, was the whole Civil War thing. So as you can, what I'm trying to say is, like, yeah, even though the first wave had issues,
yeah,
it's still good. Like, as overall, the whole thing, still good. I had issues with Age of Ultron, and also, of course, the one I always talk about was the naming of Civil War. The movie was good. Name is something else. But point being, Even with all these nitpick things that I had, it's still the greatest comic book storyline is as a whole that we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, now I don't feel any weight with any of these characters.
No, none of them. Not even the old ones that got to carry on, like Steven, like Sam, like Bucky, like. And then the new characters, I enjoy Shang-Chi. I think he's a good character. I liked Ms. Marvel at first. I thought Kamala was a fun character at the first 2.5 episodes, and then the story and everything else just dragged it down. And that's not the actress's fault, and it's not the character's fault, so to speak. But it doesn't take away from the fact that I don't care to see the character again based on, you know, the other 4.5 episodes or whatever it was. She-Hulk was atrocious. I mean, there's so many new characters, and none of the Eternals, I don't give a damn to ever see them again. I mean, the things that I'm most excited about this year are, you know, Ant-Man 3 and Guardians. I don't even care about the Marvels. I mentioned that yesterday, I think it was, where it's just like, we haven't seen Monica in a minute. While she was fine in WandaVision, liked her in WandaVision, we haven't seen her in anything, and it's going to be kind of hard to get back into that when the other two characters you really mean, I don't care for Captain Marvel at all, and I don't care for Miss Marvel at all. So it's like, I don't. And then of course the other alleged Young Avengers, you know, just I don't care. I don't have any affinity, and I wanted some. This is not me, you know. Oh, my old stuff is only better because, like Manny said, there are hiccups and mistakes throughout there. And hell, I think Black Widow was a wasted opportunity and definitely should have came between Infinity War and Endgame instead of trying to get Captain Marvel in there. Why? So she can punch a hole through Thanos' ship and then need a whole line of people from across the battlefield to line up for a second time to help her get through something she could have easily punched through herself. Like, no, guys, you
that would have been the wanted a Wonder Woman. That would have been the perfect introduction for her.
Yeah, absolutely. And then who the hell's this chick, you know? And then you could even have Rocket go, oh, that's Carol. She helps police the, you know, galaxy or whatever. And then that's it. You know, I like that idea, Manny. But yeah, I don't have any care for the MCU right now, and that's on them. And yeah, I think you're right. A lot of that is connected to the Marvel's need for content on streaming. We all were excited for it. We all wanted it. We're like, oh, more?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We couldn't fathom them dropping quality that much. And boy, did they.
Also, not just dropping quality, because that's expected. Like whatever, fine. Like, I get it. You can't do the same effects that you can on a big budget movie.
Yeah.
But really lacking in weight, the storytelling, it really lacked in
cohesion.
Yeah, not really cohesion, but also just you're telling me stories, and that's great in comics and everything. But I go back to this point all the time. Marvel Studios is the one who conditioned us to be this way.
Yes, I agree, and they sold, and I make that point to Janet all the time.
Right, it's like
they are selling us a multiverse. They're not delivering that.
Right.
Yes,
right
I
now,
will hold it against them
right now. And even for the past few years with DC, we don't necessarily expect full cohesive giant universe. We're going to watch Joker or two. We don't expect that to be connected with anything. Shazam, it lives within the same universe, but we don't even remotely ask if it's part of something bigger, because it's just an enjoyable film. And things like Aquaman, like, yeah, we've seen them, but nothing has necessarily been sewed together that it really matters if it connects at some point. Even the first Wonder Woman, because it took the Wonder Woman films, they take place in such a different time, that, who cares? But we, we didn't enjoy the second one, but we enjoyed the first one. But with Marvel, it's everything matters in storytelling and this character and that character, because then at the end, like, what's going to deliver our Stark moment? What's going to deliver that Captain moment? What's going to deliver that Hulk moment? You had all these character, Black Widow moment, and so what characters are going to deliver these really emotional and moments that, because of the bond that we've had through several films, several story arcs, now when they make their sacrifice, whether they make their heroic push, it carries a lot of weight, and it has us feeling a certain way. We don't have that with anyone.
No, because as much as I like Shang-Chi,
the thing is about Shang-Chi, we haven't seen him. Like, he's almost in the back of our minds. He's been so far away,
right? And we haven't even connected to the Ten Rings again. And I know Phase One didn't connect as much as the other phases, and I know a lot of people want to look at this as the first phase of a new saga, and I get that, but you aren't supposed to be holding hands anymore. And everyone in this world already knows about powers and things like that. So having something so regressive to the original Phase One, I don't think is good. I don't think it's good storytelling. And comics don't even do that. Whenever the universe resets, they do not go back to the days of the 1960s, you know, in the style of everything's disconnected for a long time before it reconnects. No, every time they reboot, they're already fooling around, because there's so much history and so much story that depends on Stark and Doom, not just Reed and Doom, stuff that needs Spidey and the Avengers, not just one or the other. And Marvel, it's the price of success, the price of victory. A lot of people don't understand that. It's kind of an older saying, but really it's that, hey, when you succeed at something so well, either the fight is over, when you're talking war, politics, whatever, that you're left with nothing left to fight for, or you set expectations. This is Marvel's price of victory. They set expectations, and now they're just like, oh, well, because it's sort of a reset, even though we're carrying over a dozen characters, and those characters are important, we're going to kind of just be lazy.
Yeah, I don't even think it's laziness. I do, because they work very, very hard on all this stuff.
Well, yeah, well, lazy storytelling, I guess. I don't know what better way to phrase some of the... Maybe lazy is truly the wrong. It's reckless. It's reckless because either you were trying to fit in this schedule, and you didn't give people enough time, or there was no way to give enough people enough time, or you just trusted too much and said, yeah, this will work. And as the projects went along, and we see, you know, directors and writers changing out, reshoots, more reshoots than normal, because reshoots are normal, but seeing way more than normal, you didn't make some right choices there if you had to do all that during production. So maybe reckless storytelling is a good word for it.
I think that'd be better. Or just kind of, you know, finally the overhead or the overlords got a better hold of it because of Disney Plus. It's honestly probably where the problem is, because now you have such a focus on so many projects, and some of them that have been so inconsequential. Moon Knight, I enjoy Moon Knight. I love Moon Knight. But yeah, like what so what?
I often forget about it because
yeah.
because it just doesn't.
Hawkeye, absolutely forgettable. Despite how much I like Kate Bishop.
Me too.
I'm absolutely forgettable, and one of the worst takes on Kingpin I've seen.
Yes. 100% god awful.
She-Hulk. I can say that you could be as comic accurate as you want. It does not excuse lazy writing.
Nope.
You have the perfect. I in my opinion, the perfect casting in Jennifer Walters.
I think.
And you did have a lot of obscure characters that kind of made it fun. While at the same time really
limitless potential.
Yeah. And thanks to lazy writing, you had the ending that you did.
And you couldn't even let that ending play out. Like, they're like, well, why doesn't Jennifer have this type of ending? And it's like, okay, then have your whole reset, but then show that ending through. And they're just like, no, here we are. The cops show up and it's just like, oh my God.
Yeah. And then, Falcon and the Winter Soldier did have a little bit better,
A little bit.
But at the end of the day, I don't know what it is with Marvel and not having actual villains, but
that too.
And not everyone needs to be redeemable.
Nope.
You just have bad people, and that's okay. Yep. That's one of the things that upset me. And also, you did not have, you not let Sam Wilson have his moment to really show off the suit when he first wore it. He just all of a sudden showed up with it like it, you know, it was a Tuesday, but this was Captain America. This was like Chris,
I thought the helicopter chase was a good way to show it off. I kind of get it. It's I thought it was all right.
All right would be like the best case scenario, but yeah, okay. So Ms. Marvel, honestly can't even tell you how most of that series went. Because I watched it and I was like, okay, like, so what? So then you have the problem of the Guardians ending and knowing that some of the characters won't come back already, just by actors saying, like, yeah, we're done. And it's like, okay, well, so you're going to eliminate some of these characters we already love anyway. I don't know. They're just in a really weird place where I don't know exactly how they expected for audiences to connect to their characters other than force themselves to believe they care.
Yeah. You're not wrong. And that's not saying that anyone can't enjoy what they enjoy. Yes. I mean, we're happy for people to like what they like. It's just a simple look at what came before and what's come now and what's coming up and determining that, hey, we shouldn't have to lower our expectations. We really shouldn't. We might have to lower our consumption rate, have them slow down and get to maybe two series a year and only three movies a year. I don't think the push for four should ever happen again. Whether or not they're working with Sony on one or not. But regardless, you know, like what you like, but guys, this has been rough for a lot of us, and there's a lot of people whose voices get ignored when they're complaining about it because of, you know, accusations of some ist or ism, and quite often that's not the case. You know, there's some real issues here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways,
it sucks because I you know, you want it to be good because
yes,
because you, but it's their own fault for leaving this expectation. And no, yep, it is not my job to lower mine.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Yep, 100%. We shouldn't have to lower. And I kept telling that to Jammer. I can't even remember in the context. It may have been dealing with the MCU. It's, you know, when he's like, you know, just go into it and accept it for what it is. I'm like, if it wasn't connected or if it's not sold to me a specific way, you know, if you're selling me an item, that is supposed to be item A, and instead you give me item C, I have a right to be upset. Mm-hmm. Your bill of materials has said multiverse. So far you've delivered me not really multiverse.
Yeah.
You've delivered multi-time, like multiple timelines within one universe, but the idea of actual multiverse, and even that you guys made confusing. Yeah, we'll see. Anyways, it's a Friday, so why don't we go ahead and call it a week then. I got Breaking Geek Radio to set up for you guys. Really check that show out. They do a lot of interesting movie reviews. This week they're doing their most anticipated things of 2023, so movies and shows, games and things like that. And we got a lot of other content on the podcast network, Genreverse Podcast Network, on all your favorite podcast apps besides Breaking Geek and Daily Cog. There's also Anime Versal Reviews, The Cantina, Marvel Multiverse Mayhem, and you guys should check that out. Even more content on the YouTube channel with anime reactions on via AVR Squared, Genre Shot trailer reactions, and more. And of course, LRMonline.com every day for all entertainment news, needs, opinions, written reviews, celebrity interviews from the LRM YouTube channel, and more. Manny, anything else?
Guys, on if the house doesn't get in order, we're gonna end up with a very, very much of a surprise.
You know,
leader, man.
You don't have to even be a member of the house for to be speaker. Nominate me. I'll go put your guys' asses in line.
Please do not nominate Kyle.
You need a grumpy old non-commissioned officer from the U.S. Army in there. All right, that's what you need.
I will be outside protesting if you guys even vote Kyle.
I would be the best speaker because all these
would be a terrible speaker.
How all of these
absolutely
dumb,
terrible speaker.
No, I would be the best dude. I would not let them get away with all that crap or that.